It's Tuesday, the 14th of September, and it's time to get your grin on with the Grincast. Here to discuss the world of gaming from the past week, I'm your host, Rhodes, and joining me is Winx.
Hello.
And Ace.
You alright?
I don't know why I've done you both that way around. Early doors, it's already a nightmare. Fantastic. How are you both doing? You both alright?
I'm alright.
Yeah.
Full of life. Full of life here on the Grincast. We've got many things to talk about this week, including a court case that I know nothing about, so I hope you guys can take the floor. Ace, what have you been playing this week, pal?
Well, the one game that I figured I'd talk about is one game that I didn't get to mention because of various reasons, but I started playing Persona 5 Strikers.
Oh.
You know, I've never been so disinterested in something.
Is that the Persona football game?
That's... That's Mario Strikers. This is the Musou game. The
Mario Strikers was the Persona football game.
Yes. This is the. I had the game title, but I've forgotten it now. You run around, you defeat, you slice and dice like hundreds of enemies. And then you go somewhere else and slice and dice hundreds more enemies. And
Dynasty Warriors?
Dynasty Warriors, that's the one. Yeah, it's that in the Persona 5 universe. It's a sequel to Persona 5, and I am not a fan of Dynasty Warriors-style games. However, Persona 5 Strikers seems to have changed the formula enough to keep me interested. For instance, you're in the open world map, well, open area map, and you spot an enemy off in the distance. You run over to them, and then it like summons some more enemies, and then you fight the bunch, and then that's it. You go on to the next one. So it's kind of like the turn-based battles of Persona 5, but you're jumping around and hacking and slashing. The reason I wanted to bring it up is because I'm about 10 hours into the game, and the second boss area, palace, they're called palaces, so the thing with this boss is that he's an author, and people are buying tons and tons of copies of his one book because he's done something to their minds. And one of your characters, one of the Persona 5 characters, reads the book and says that it's very derivative. Another one looks over his shoulder and says, oh, I recognize that line from an anime, and that line, and that line, and that line. So we go into this metaverse world that he's created, and it's all based on his book, which, again, is derivative, and it's really strange that the characters are complaining, hey, this is like so many other games and anime and manga, and it's just strange that they're complaining that the writers of this game decided to make this section of the game heavily derivative. It's not even self-aware about it. It's just the characters are complaining about it being derivative.
They've gained sentientness. I haven't, evidently.
Yeah, I just wanted to complain about that a little bit.
I like that you brought a game up specifically to complain about it, and I'm even happier that it's a Persona game. Is that all you've been playing, Ace?
I've been playing some other stuff, one that I can't really talk about until the embargo lifts tomorrow evening. But check out GameGrin.com for that review.
It's Cyberpunk 2077 2, right? Winx, what have you been up to?
Oof, I've been playing a bunch of games. I've actually been playing a lot of GameCube games, but some I can't exactly talk about because I'm hoping to do a video about it down the road. So subscribe to the Game Grin YouTube channel if you can. But I can tell you what happened in my games. In one game, I was bored. That means I was eaten. I was consumed. And that was a thing.
And I like the void, your go-to word for being eaten and not being eaten.
Yeah. Nah. Just simplify it just with one word, but also give the definition. So, you know, I'm just expanding people's lexicon.
live your best life, mate.
Yeah. And then in another one, it was like a monster creator, and I created a biblical angel with a massive eye and 8 overlapping wings that would splay and just flap in horrible directions. And it was pretty swell. And I got all footage of that. So at some point, we're hoping to show that. That'd be grand. Other than that, a little update with my Wipeout Omega Collection Elite Campaign Legend Trophy Road, I guess.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? I'm playing you. I'm still trying to get, what was it, 87 or 88 like gold events. That means like getting first place and getting all it, doing it in the hardest mode possible. And last time I was struggling on just this one race, and I managed to do it. I managed to get it. And then just today, whilst I was having my lunch break, I got another one. So I got two golds, and just I feel good about that. And that's what I've been doing this week.
I'm glad you've been having a whale of a time with the GameCube. It's going to come in handy later on. makes it sound like a threat.
I'll deck you with it.
When we all fight together. But our only weapon is our favourite consoles. Thankfully for me, my favourite console is actually the Apple Pippin.
My favourite console is Nokia 3310.
Oh, God.
Goodness me.
I couldn't engage.
Do you want to play Snake? Huh? which is what I've been playing. It's not what I've been playing at all. I've been playing a game called Deathloop. There's a review going up on Game Grid soon, Ace? I don't know. Some point.
It is live at the time of this recording.
It's live right now. Go to it. I won't even tell you about it. Right, just go straight to the website, and it's there, the top story by me, Deathloop review. I definitely spelled Deathloop wrong about 7 times during the review because I played it like 13 hours of it, and the game came out 20 hours ago. Oh my god, I wish I was dead. That's a cry for help. Help me.
Well, if we kill you, you might respawn.
And if you kill me again. Do I start like at midnight? I have to play the whole game again. But I'm all right playing that game again. It's fucking brilliant.
But you'll also have to do the review again.
Yeah, but surely if I do it enough times, I'll remember it and I can just write it by heart. I might even learn how to use apostrophes properly, which would be nice. So I'll move away from Deathloop because I'll let you guys read it because I know everyone loves listening to our podcasts and reading our reviews. Definitely. I've been playing F1, you know, it's my favorite. It's the only game I talk about now. I bought a racing wheel, right? The pedals are currently, I don't know if you can hear me, like, you can't hear them, it doesn't pick up, but I've got wheels below the desk, not wheels, sorry, pedals below the desk, which doubles brilliantly as pedals for a racing car and also a nice footrest while I'm working. It's a big brain strat for me. The first time, when I first got the wheel, I got it like it clamps to the desk. I don't think I clamped it properly, but my girlfriend was like, "Oh, you know, I'll have a go." And it's got some pretty like strong force feedback on it. And I don't know why she does this because she drives an actual car, but whenever she gets vaguely excited going around a corner, she just would pull the wheel straight off the desk, right? And I was like, "She's like 5'3". She's tiny, right? I can't pull it off the desk." I don't know where this strength comes from, you know? She just, like, I was like, I'm going to have to get you to stop playing because you're either going to break the wheel or you're going to snap my desk in half. And both of them would make me very sad. but yeah, it's
neither difficult. One's particularly cheap.
You're right. A desk is definitely the cheaper option, though. If you broke one, I'd rather it was the desk. but yeah, it's surprisingly difficult racing with a wheel. You'd think it would be easy, but... Well, not easy, but you'd think it'd be easier than racing with a controller because you've got 360 degrees of movement. But I can't drive. Like, I don't have a license or anything, so I've never driven a car. So I don't understand the concept of, like, turning a wheel the full way. Like, I'm just like, I'll just nudge it right a little bit. That'll turn me right. Obviously, it doesn't. It just... You keep going in a straight line, don't you? Because that's how cars work. And, boy, I should never drive a car. This is what I've learned. Based on these like simulated 200 mile an hour vehicles that I have been driving, I definitely shouldn't drive a car at 30 miles an hour in the real world. That's about it. I feel like I played something else. I feel like I reviewed something else. Ace, did I? Father?
You previewed Sherlock.
Oh, yes. Oh, no, I can't talk about that. Embargo's still 2 days away. Sorry, everyone. I've been playing that, but I can't tell you about it.
So, it's a game with the word Sherlock in it.
Oh, you know what? Didn't you do Garden Story?
I did do Garden Story. Yeah, that was fucking bang average. So average. So average it hurt. No, it's not. That's not true. It was one of those games that's really average, but it becomes like an average to good game because you play as a really cute grape. And really, that's grape. The biggest... Yeah, it's a little grape, yeah. The main character is a grape. It's called Concord. Which I believe is a grape joke, based on what I read.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know why Concord is a grape joke, but apparently it is. So if anyone who listens to the podcast can tell me why, or is why, because clearly none of us have got a clue why that's funny, would really appreciate it.
I know, I'm just not going to tell you.
You don't know, do you, Ace?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I didn't think so. If, in honesty, Ace, the fact that you didn't know suggests to me that I don't think it is actually a grape joke. Because if anyone here knows wordplay, it's going to be Ace. But yeah, it's a nice little game. It's not very... I think when you look at it, it looks a bit like Stardew Valley or something like that. It genuinely has nothing to do with gardening.
This is the story about gardening, though.
The story is about a garden.
It is story. A good story.
Yeah. But you play as this little grape and you have to just fight evil off the land. And so more little grapes can grow.
Oh, sounds grape.
So I'm kicking you out. Gabriel and the Grincast. You know what did sound great? It's not a good one, is it? PlayStation's State of Play from last week. I know that Ace Lister is a massive fan of video game exclusives. So, Ace, how happy were you to see two of Marvel's flagship characters isolated to a console or game?
I am not fussed if they're not on a platform that I have access to. I'm just not going to play it.
There you go. That game is how you respond maturely to someone trying to prod an overreaction out of you. Well done, Ace. But yes, they announced a shitload of stuff. PlayStation Access, or not, it's not called PlayStation Access anymore. State of Play. Or was it even State of Play?
No, it's like a showcase.
Oh, for God's sake, just stick to a fucking branding, Sony. God. So they've had Insomniac are working on pretty much every game that Sony have ever produced now. They're doing Wolverine, Spider-Man. They've just done Ratchet and Clank. It feels like they've only just done Spider-Man. They did a Knights of the Old Republic remake, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, which is done by a studio I've never heard of before. I can't remember the name of them because that's how little I know about them. It's meant to be a proper like remake though from the ground up, which would be interesting because you know it was actually a shit game 20 years ago. I don't think it will be good now.
What wasn't that Axis?
Was it Axis? Is that what they were called?
I thought it was Axis. Yeah, it was announced by Axis.
I do.
Yeah, it's interesting that that's coming up.
Yeah.
It doesn't, no one can seem to figure out if it's actually a PlayStation exclusive. I don't think it is, because it seems like this showcase was split into like two parts, wasn't it? Where there was a load of games that they announced or showed off just on PlayStation hardware. And it kind of had like a, I wouldn't call it a break, but like some bloke came and spoke for a bit and no one cared. And then they like rattled off some like PlayStation Studio games, which will most likely be exclusive games.
Unless so they're coming to PC.
It doesn't look like
Oh, yeah, unless they're coming to PC. Yeah, but that's it. Look, people are like, well, you know what gamers are like. They're really, really trying to convince themselves this is going to be a console exclusive for the PlayStation 5. I don't think it will be. I don't see why it would. It's a Star Wars game.
We also got a release month for GTA 5.
Oh my God, biggest news ever.
On anyway. PS5 and Xbox S and X.
We got another look at Tiny Tina's Wonderlands.
Wonderworld.
Not Wonderworld, yeah, I know. I really had to think about which one it was then. Balan Wonderworld just cursed everything for me. It really has. Really has ruined video games. That looks good. It just looks like Borderlands. It's like a fantasy game, but with guns.
I mean, it is Borderlands, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tiny Tina's a Borderlands character.
Yeah, you know what I mean. It just looks, it's more, if you like Borderlands, you'll probably like Tiny Tina's. Was there anything that's in particular stuck out for you guys? Or
it's interesting that Wolverine's getting his own game.
Oh, yeah.
I'm willing to die on this hill. I'm so certain when they showed that trailer it was going to be Deadpool.
Oh, because the whole bar.
Yeah, the bar looks exactly like the bar from the film.
It could be Deadpool the universe.
Had a game.
It was a good game as well.
It was, yeah.
It was a really good game. You can't buy it anymore, though, can you? I don't think.
No. They took it off sales and 8 months later put it back on sale. And then a couple of months later took it back off of sale.
Heartbreak.
It was weird.
Good strategy.
There's also a Guardians of the Galaxy game. There's a lot of Marvel on this show. Guardians of the Galaxy is obviously, they showed that during, was it Jeff Keighley's like Summer Games Festival, I think.
Yeah.
It looked better, I thought, during this sort of demo. Like, it actually showed them as characters rather than whatever it was they showed before.
So that's coming to Switch as a download or online
streaming,
Wi-Fi and it, streaming, that's the one.
Mm. Is it really? That's just...
Yeah.
I bet they're going to charge you like 50 quid for it as well, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course. Cheers, Nintendo.
Everything's on the Switch, technicality. It's on the cloud.
Yeah. Let me just use my 4G data to play bloody Guardians of the Galaxy on the bus. Said no one ever.
I mean, to be fair, you're blaming Nintendo, but I don't think they're to blame on this occasion. It's Disney because, you know, it's Disney. They own Marvel, so they're going to put their foot down and say, AAA prices, please.
I mean, Nintendo could just make a better console that could run these things.
That too. There's also Forspoken as well, which was that Square Enix RPG that it was a new IP, which looks interesting.
Yeah, it looks a bit bizarre. It's just a woman with a massive bracelet. It's an isekai, isn't it? That's what it is.
Yeah, and I'm like hoping that it's not going to be one of those things where that's the sole focus, that, oh, she's from a different... She's a fish out of water.
Ooh!
I like the world that they're presenting. I like the character. I just hope that it's not going to be like 12 to 20 hours or more of just like,
running around.
Whoa, you've got 12 belts. In my world, I only need one sometimes. Whoa.
Hey, do you want to go home? Ooh. And she's like, yes, I would really like that, please. We also got some more Ghostwire Tokyo, which looks insane, but it also looks like a man fighting a shitload of Slendermen.
Yes, I was just going to say the Slendermen.
The Slendermen. That's cool, though. I mean, it reminds me, everything the character does in the game reminds me of the guy from Overwatch. Zenyatta? Oh. Is it?
What, the one with the balls?
Yeah, the one with the balls.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine most of the men in Overwatch have balls, but, you know.
But not like floating around them.
Yeah, you'd be surprised about Genji.
I'm wondering, like, are they gonna, like, is there gonna be like a proposed sequel to Ghostwire? Like, is it gonna be like different cities? Are they proposing that, or will it just be strictly set in Japan? Like, I wonder where they're gonna take this.
I hope the sequel is called Ghostwire Tokyo. Don't all laugh at once. they're also doing, well, I think they announced this a while ago, but they're doing a Rainbow Six game, which is set in like an apocalypse or something. Like, what was that?
It's an alien apocalypse, and alien has fungus has infected an area of America and is gradually taking over, and it turns people into these alien beasts. It used to be Rainbow Six Quarantine, and then every country in the world had a quarantine, so they changed the title to Rainbow Six Extraction.
There's a big problem with this, where, like, especially when it comes to Ubisoft, where they have just an idea and they have to glob it onto an IP, just anything that is like known of theirs. And like, other companies have done it, but it's usually like once, like an offshoot, like with Red Dead Redemption had the zombie apocalypse one, and just little things where it's just like, just happens once. It's not like, I feel like, especially with Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six series, or just Tom Clancy anything, we just slap that on. Like, yeah, it's his cooking mama. It's his cooking sim now.
I love that. There's also Gran Turismo, so I can put that wheel to use next March.
Oh, is it compatible with your
PS5? Yeah, it works on the PS5 and PC. Hmm. So, I mean, from what we can tell anyway, it looks like Gran Turismo is probably going to come to PC anyway, so it's fun.
Oh.
And Alan Wake. Alan Wake can... I don't think it's a remake. It looks like a remaster to me, but it's, you know, it's coming to the PlayStation for the first time ever. It just looks like a polished version of Alan Wake. I don't think it was a particularly ugly game when it came out.
No. But it also doesn't look like it's been zhuzhed up either. It just looks like how I imagined it, I guess, which is neither bad nor good. Just like,
yeah, it's one of those. I'll probably pick it up if the price is all right, because I think it's coming out quite soon, like start of October. I think October 5th, maybe.
Whoa.
So it's going to be here in like 2 or 3 weeks. Well, not 2 weeks. It's a bit ambitious. 3 weeks today, in fact. Alan Wake comes out.
I wonder if they'll update the batteries. If they'll still be Energizer batteries, or if it's going to be a different brand.
Maybe they're all solar powered.
Oh.
Like you shake the lamp and the lamp. You shake the torch to get it back on. Like,
it's kinetic.
Yeah, like a kinetic one. Mm. Well, I'm sure there's a game that does that. We have to shake the controller too.
No More Heroes does, but
yeah, I think Last of Us is it as well. Wait.
Oh, I mean, it implies something else is happening.
Is it masturbation?
Yes, it is masturbation.
Look at that, I'm a genius.
10 points.
I know how that man's mind works. And the showcase itself ended with God of War, Ragnarok, which, even though it's not directed by Corey Balrog, at the end of the trailer, they spent the whole time just talking to Corey Balrog about the game, and the actual director of the game just sat there in silence while they ignored him, which I thought was quite funny. Hey, Corey, what do you think about this? And he's like, hey, I didn't direct this game. It was by this guy here. And the guy was like, I don't care about him. Talk to me, Corey. And I was like, this is a bit odd.
He'll get his chance on the next God of War game. It's how it runs.
Yeah. God of War. Insert old religion.
Olympus.
Here.
I don't know.
They've already done that one.
Oh yeah. Great.
God of War, Christianity. God bless.
Oh.
But we'll leave the world of PlayStation for now, and we'll come to the PC, because Steam is 18 years old. So for me and Winx, practically babies. Ace, on the other hand, probably had babies by the time this came out. I don't know how old kids are, mate.
my eldest is 16.
Almost, then. Very close.
I was actually surprised when this came out is Steam's 18, because BMX XXX was 18 months ago.
Well, funnily enough, BMX XXX isn't actually on my list of 18-year-old anniversaries for this podcast, probably for good reason. Do you remember adapting to Steam, Ace? Did you take it on straight away, or were you a latecomer?
Admittedly, I joined Steam about the same time I became aware of Game Grin, so like 7-8 years ago.
That's kind of crazy. I think I joined about 2012, I want to say. So I was about 18, 19 when I got into it. Because that was when I think that's when I got my first like proper gaming computer. It's just shocks, really, that like I was on there before you. You know, how old would you have been when Steam came out? Like 20, like late teens, 20s?
One of my first games that I ever bought was Sins of a Solar Empire Rebellion.
Really? What? Yes. Is that the kind of game you play at all?
Yeah.
No, it looked like something that I'd enjoy, but I don't think I played more than like half an hour of it. I was looking for something that was along the lines of Galactic Civilizations.
Hmm. Oh, you must have been fuming when they actually added that to Steam then.
that came much later. I had a much bigger Steam library by then.
Oh, so I see. Even though you're a late bloomer, you still were captured by all the sales.
Yeah. The lightning sales certainly sucked me into building up a library that I'm never going to finish playing.
Oh, damn. I forgot about the lightning sales.
Maybe if you upload your consciousness to the Steam just about before you croak it, then you get to play all the games.
So I don't think I'd want to. Thing is, if you upload yourself to the Steam servers at 6 o'clock every year when there's a sale, you won't be able to exist for a bit. Because Steam always goes down. When did you adopt Steam, Winks?
Well, I think about the same time. Probably around 2010, I want to say. So it's maybe been 10 or 11. I'm going to say it's been 12 years. I feel like it's been in the last decade.
Oh, you're the first adopter here then. Look at you. I feel like you deserve some kind of medal for taking modern gaming into your hands.
Do I get a letter from Gabe? Like,
no.
The Queen?
Only when your account gets to 100 years old.
Let me just take a quick look at... Oh, it's been 11 years. Yeah, so May 2010.
May 2010.
Yeah, look at that.
Well, that's crazy. Yeah. Well, you would have been like teens then, wouldn't you? Well, we're the same age, so I know how old you would have been.
Oh, yeah. A year older.
Yeah. So, well, you're about my age then when you took it on. Like, yeah. It was just obviously a year later.
I think I had a MacBook when I had a Steam account.
Oh, so it was completely useless back then, I imagine.
A little bit.
I remember when I first got onto Steam, like pretty much nothing ran on a Mac. I know it's a lot better now. But...
Well, yeah, just about. I think it was just like Gary's Mod, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah, well, it's not. I remember it because like the Mac started getting a bit of support, and then everyone just started like porting everything to Linux, and then everyone forgot about Macs.
Yes,
it was just like it was just kind of assumed that if you had a Mac, you were a dickhead, so we're not going to make games for you. I think was the argument.
Where is the lie?
So none of us have actually been on Steam for 18 years. Do you think anyone at Game Grin has? I reckon Pews might have been.
Rash, our editor-in-chief, definitely has been, because he's fond of telling the story of having to install Steam so he could play Half-Life 2 or whatever it was.
Ah, shit, yeah, that's how it all started, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's down one day being like, you know, this highly anticipated sequel, you got to download a client on your PC to run it, and everyone was like, this will never take off, and how wrong they were.
I think I found the exact date that I started using Steam.
Oh, yeah?
It was in March 23rd, 2014, because I entered a competition that Game Grin was running. And it was for a boxed collection of the Divinity games, Divinity 2 and Beyond Divinity. And they came with Steam codes as well as the discs and some stickers and whatnot.
Oh.
So I've just found when I added those to my account. So yeah, 2014 was when I started using Steam.
Mine is apparently July 2011. I'm pretty sure I can check my account details, but I think the reason I got a Steam account was because my friend had an Xbox 360 and he had Left 4 Dead 2, and I really fucking loved it. And I was like, I want this. Obviously, it was I think it was an Xbox exclusive, wasn't it? Console exclusive, at least.
Was it?
Because did Valve used to hate PlayStation or something? Gabe hated PlayStation.
I could see that.
So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to set it up and buy Left 4 Dead 2, which is really funny because apparently I didn't actually buy Left 4 Dead 2 until like 3 months later. So I imagine what I did is I made a Steam account and then was like, oh, I actually need a computer that can run this video game. And then I probably spent the next 3 months like washing pots at Wetherspoons until I could finally afford it. A day later, I bought Football Manager. So I imagine Left 4 Dead became redundant very quickly.
Steam is a Virgo, then, I guess, if it's born in September.
Oh, Steam. Oh. I love that. Lovely old Steam. Older than most of our children. Only one of us has children. And it's older than all of his children. So there you go. But you know what Steam hasn't done recently? It hasn't lost in court to Epic Games. Nor has it won in court against Epic Games. Epic and their battle against Apple to be able to use their own app store payment system has continued and continued. It feels like it's been going on for my entire life at this point. I think one of the first Grincasts I ever did, this was one of the news articles that this had started. Finally, it's over, and Epic have been told that they are, or Apple have been told that they need to allow not just Epic, but devs in general to be able to redirect to other payment stores.
Wow.
So, do we all think that's a good? Oh, is there been an update?
Well, it's not really an update, but they both actually lost out. It's rather a case of who lost more. And the only winners here are literally everyone else. So literally all the big sharks lost out on this. So let's see. Epic basically broke their contract with Apple they instigated this whole ordeal, being like, oh look, if it free Fortnite and all that, and we're gonna please let people pay like in-app purchases without, you know, the tax and everything. But yeah. And then when Apple disallowed, and Apple actually has the ability now to disallow Epic or deny Epic onto the OS platform just outright, but for everyone else, the Apple tax is lessened. And what this means is that Epic has lost hundreds of millions of potential revenue that had they accepted the terms and not done this whole free Fortnite spiel, this whole thing. But then again, like, Apple have kind of lost out of this because this is where they get a lot of their revenue in general. Yeah. So like, Epic might have lost hundreds of thousands, potentially millions, but Apple have lost potentially billions going on forward with this. Like, every year they'll lose what billions of what they should have got. So yeah, which is great, and they both lose. But it might not be over because Epic is planning to appeal in court. So
quick and dirty maths, they've got to pay Apple $3.6 million,
which is nothing.
Yeah, it's like me being fined a tenner, really, isn't it?
I couldn't afford that.
Yeah, but you've got like 7 kids or something, so...
4?
It'd feel like 7 to me. So yeah, basically, Apple and Epic, both a bunch of greedy bastards, and they both lost.
Yes.
Which is great for everyone.
Yes.
Because obviously Sony is the superior. No.
We all know it's Ouya.
Ouya. I mean, talk about a company that takes the money and run. Oops. But yeah, not really much to say on that. I feel like not many of us really understand the legality of court. So no. It's just an interesting tidbit that this is still going on. It's probably going to go on forever because it's generally in court, it's just two companies throwing money at it until one gets sick of it, and it's just two companies with a fucking lot of money to throw it. So I imagine they will be bored for a long time.
Hmm.
But someone who is not throwing money is Nintendo, who are lowering the price of the Nintendo Switch by a whole £20. £20.
Oof. What's the catch?
The catch is they don't release anything on it, Ace. So the hype's dead.
They waited how many years to do this?
4.5 years it's been since the Switch release.
Usually, right, with price cuts, it's like, with consoles, it's usually like a window of like 2 years.
Yep.
Maybe three for stretching it, but 4 years. Nah.
The thing is as well that I assume with this is that it's specifically they're saying the base model has had a reduction. So I'm just going to assume that they're going to start making less of these and more of the Nintendo OLED. Switch not Pro OLED versions.
Mm. That's what I assume. As someone who's on the fence of copying a Switch, like, it's great, I guess, a £20 less, but it's just like I've waited too long. I've like literally been waiting for either a revision or B, just it for it to be cheaper, and every year it just kind of comes around. I just kind of forget to be like, oh yeah, and you should really pick up that Switch. And it's just getting to the point where it's almost 5 years, and I don't know if the Switch will last another 5 years without a major revision or a new console. And it's like, should I invest? And knowing me with terrible console buying decisions, I'm probably going to get a Switch, and then they're going to release the dimmer or something.
Dimmer.
Else.
Nintendo like, dimmer.
Oh, damn it. Yes, I mean I'm a sucker who got the Wii U, but I did get it on Amazon Basics. So I like not Amazon Basics, Amazon Warehouse.
I was about to ask the Amazon knockoff.
Yeah, I got the Wii Woo.
The Wii Woo. Oh my god! I remember when I bought a Wii U, and it was probably one of the worst financial decisions I've ever made.
Oh.
I remember when I bought a Wii U because it was like 6 months before the pandemic started.
We should all have a LAN party, a Wii U LAN party.
We've bought games. Mario Kart.
Mario Kart 8 without the deluxe.
Well, me and Ace can just bring our Switches and play that, the good version.
Oh, man. Don't leave me out here.
No, because it's all right. I can give you a Joy-Con. You could join in on mine.
Yay.
There you go. There you go, Nintendo. Oh, you owe us like a tenner for saving your console there.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned, Winx, how long companies usually wait to drop the price, because the GameCube released at $199, and 2 years later they dropped the price to $99.
God damn!
That's because it was like
that's a tasty.
It's because it was shit though, Ace.
Okay, what about the Wii U? When well, the Wii U, the Wii.
I think the Wii like stood quite strong, didn't it? Because the Wii sold like fucking hot. Oh,
That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, how long did it take for people or for Nintendo to be like, all right, here's a bone?
I think they dropped it around the time the PS3 launched its like cheaper model. I was quite young, so Ace might remember it better, but PS3 launched. I think the PS3 was so expensive that they didn't need to drop the price of the Wii because it was like our competition is like $300 more.
Really, it was the Xbox 360 at that time because it was doing extremely well in the beginning.
I don't think the Xbox was really. I don't think Xbox and Nintendo ever really been in competition with one another. I think
if they had, it would have been then. I think. After the Wii, it was like Nintendo like already had showed plans that they were deviating with the Wii.
But
it was like the road was still kind of only just starting to form into different roads.
Okay, according to Wikipedia, the Wii did not drop in price at any point. The Wii U, however, in a year after release, dropped by $50.
I am not surprised. 50? Wow. And we've only just had a £20 drop on the Switch.
Well, the Switch is a success, so I guess when it comes to success and failures, it's like, if the console's a success, then they're more reluctant.
isn't a key point of Nintendo's, but they sell consoles at a loss because they make the money back on their games and their online platform
that they get their money from.
So I guess
Nintendo greedy bastards.
There is Nintendo greedy bastards, but much like the Wii U, you know what else? The GameCube is. So wasn't it? Which today, this week?
Today.
18?
18, not 18, that's fucking 20. Is it 20 years old?
It's 20 years old.
In Japan, it released today.
20 years. Mm. Wow. Do you remember where you were when the GameCube launch days? Because I was probably at school.
I can't remember when I picked up the GameCube, but I can remember when I picked up Legend of Zelda The Wind Waker. I don't know if that was the same time. I don't think it was. because then I took my GameCube and my copy of Legend of Zelda Wind Waker to my girlfriend's house and played it there.
Aww.
I love the idea you bought this GameCube and took it to your girlfriend's house. Like, I can't relate to that with the GameCube. I'll have to use the PS4 as my example, but I remember when...
Oh, that's bulky and heavy.
Yeah, and
the thing is with the PS4, right, obviously in the modern day, you don't need to go pick things up from the shop, you just get Amazon to deliver it, don't you? So, like, I remember my girlfriend at the time, she was like, oh, hey, you're going to bring it over? And I was like, no, why would I do that? it's being delivered straight to me. Why would I leave the house with this? It's here and it's safe.
Okay, you called the GameCube a commercial failure. It sold more than the Wii U, at least.
Well, yeah, but that was all. I mean, but did it? It's like the second least successful Nintendo console of all time, isn't it?
The Wii U sold 13.56 million, and the GameCube sold 21.75 million.
It's surprisingly close. I will not
tell you how many the Wii sold.
The Wii is about 130 million, I think.
It's 101 million.
Oof. It's crazy. It's amazing because I genuinely think that the GameCube and the Wii U are both much better consoles than the Wii.
Well, the thing is, the Wii runs on the same stuff that the GameCube does.
True. Yeah, the Wii was basically a Wii and a GameCube.
Holy moly, hold on. The Wii U is just basically a Switch, like pre-Switch, and it like had all the ports. That was the same situation with the GameCube and the Wii. It's like history repeats itself.
Oh, yeah.
Well, at least the Wii U had a virtual console.
Yeah, at least your GameCube games could just go straight in the Wii.
This is true.
Yeah, the GameCube, 20 years old. Do you, we'll start with you, Ace, because you were there. I mean, we're little kids. Like, do you remember? Because you were a Sega man, weren't you, Ace? You're a big Sega fan. So, was there anything in particular? Because you hate Nintendo now. so what was it with the GameCube that made you think I need one of these little purple boxes?
I'm fickle.
I'm firmly aware.
I had the black one, and I had a Dreamcast, which I bought secondhand. I had a PlayStation 2, went shortly after release. So I wasn't really the only thing that I was anti was Xbox. The only reason I had an Xbox was because my mum won it at a raffle at work.
That's a mental raffle.
The thing is, she didn't just win it. She won it, knew that me and my brother didn't want an Xbox, so put it back in, and won it again. So she brought it home.
I love that.
But yeah, I believe that I was reading the official Nintendo magazine on and off whenever something on the cover caught my eye. So they were talking about the GameCube, the launch lineup looked interesting. So yeah, I bought it because it wasn't as expensive as the other consoles. And I mean, I already had a PlayStation 2.
Did you enjoy your GameCube? Like, did you, if you were to rank all the consoles of that time, like, where would you put it?
Maybe rose-tinted goggles colouring my view, but I remember really enjoying the games on the GameCube. I certainly played it more than the PlayStation 2 and definitely more than the Xbox. Had like 4 games on the Xbox and just loads for the other consoles. A couple of particular highlights were Luigi's Mansion and Gotcha Force and Super Mario Sunshine.
Mario Sunshine is a great shout. What about you, Winx? What enticed you to the little purple handbag?
To be honest, I don't know. I also had a black GameCube. I don't know how. I know. I wish I had a purple one. I'm sorry. I think my one can hear. I don't know. I think one day we just had one. It just kind of sprung up like in the garden, like a Pikmin. It just existed. But I remember we had 2 games. We had Mario Kart Double Dash, which is an absolutely phenomenal game. Wish they could do a Double Dash again. Or like something similar, and like a Tasmania game that I remember hating with a passion. I think I sold it for like a 50p or something, probably less actually, to back to game.
Taz Wanted.
Yes. Oh God, don't remind me. there were loads of them, but I wish I played, but we didn't really have the funds to. I think we were more of a PS2 family anyway, so I was more playing PS2 games. But when we did get any of the games, any of the GameCube games, or like not rented, but like had friends that kind of, you know, traded games around, Super Monkey Ball is one that I'd always play, and like the remaster, can't wait for the remaster, that's gonna be absolutely amazing. Chibi Robo is another one which I only got to play once when I was a kid, and now that I'm older, I'm just like, yes, I can play it whenever. And I had a memory, I was talking about this the other day, but I had a memory whilst I was doing research for a video, for the GameCube video I'm hopefully going to be getting out soon, that I was playing Donkey Konga, and the song Lost My Religion by R.E.M. was like the song I was playing, and I was like, nah, that didn't happen, that can't be real. And then I'll YouTube check it. And sure thing, that actually did happen. I didn't just make that up. And that's a real memory. It's a real thing that happened.
Yep. It's amazing, the fucking R.E.M. version of that song in Donkey Konga. Mm. It's got no right to be as good as it is.
And it's just the stock like bong and claps on top of this really sad song. It's just tonally perfect. If you want to check out more Chibi Robo GameCube stuff, you know, I've got a video called 5 Nintendo Franchises that deserve another chance on the YouTube channel. So, you know, just a little cheeky plug there.
Get your plugs in.
Yeah, plug
that's in. GameGrin on YouTube, youtube.com/GameGrin.
/article/Deathrows. But just before, there's one other game which I'm very conflicted about, and it's Pokemon Colosseum, because...
Oh, I love it.
See, I have a soft spot for it, but I'm still miffed that we didn't get a proper Pokemon on the console until like perhaps recently. And
yeah, but it's one of the best Pokemon games of all time, I think.
Colosseum.
Yeah. I genuinely think it's one of the best Pokemon games.
Well, you're a minority that a Pokemon, I guess you're just a minority that, you know, I'm glad that you enjoy it. I didn't really, I think. I'm not sure what to think of it. I kind of just wished I got a proper Pokemon experience.
I agree. I owned it and the sequel, Pokemon XD, Gala Darkness, but neither of them were played that much. One save for each game used an entire memory card.
See, oh my God, yes.
The thing for me is that the memory card thing didn't bother me because I used to play Football Manager games on the PS1 all the time, and they genuinely took up a full memory card as well. And I still despise that was a thing. But for me, like, I never played, or I never had a GameCube as a kid because my family, we weren't the most well-off family in the world. So we had a PlayStation. Well, we had an N64, and then we had a PlayStation 2, and then that was kind of it until the PS3 came out. So it wasn't until I got a bit older where I started to buy the older consoles. And the GameCube, I don't know why, because I'm a pretty big Nintendo fan, really. But for some reason, the GameCube was the last one I bought. The reason I bought it was for Pokemon Colosseum, because I was like, that and Gale of Darkness. I think at that point, they were probably the only Pokemon games I hadn't played. And I was like, GameCube's like £40 pre-owned or whatever it was at the time. It's probably a bit more now. In fact, if I remember correctly, I think a GameCube secondhand was cheaper than a copy of Pokemon Colosseum, which was a bit infuriating, but you know, you take it as it comes. I played that and I thought it was incredible. And maybe I thought that because I was so used to the formulaic Pokemon games that we get and we have been getting for years, that after playing six or so generations of just go to gym, win badge,
sure.
But like having something else, I was kind of like, wow, this is actually like, you can actually do more with this series if you just fucking aren't Game Freak.
You know what? That is, in that perspective, that is true. It was more of an RPG than I was expecting. Mm. And I didn't like that you stole other people's Pokemon, even though it's like for a good cause. It didn't feel like it was my, I feel like I was a Pokemon rescue team. And
yeah.
There is another game in the series called that.
Yeah. I do get that. I think if I'd played it as a kid, I don't think I would have liked it. Because the way Pokemon works, I think, is brilliant for a young child, like a sort of like young teen sort of thing. I think it's perfect.
Or an adult Winx.
Or an adult Winx. Or an adult me. Yeah, not Ace, though, obviously. But that was the one I played. And then, obviously, you dabble in, I think. I'd played Skyward Sword because I had that on the Wii. But I hadn't played Wind Waker, so I played Wind Waker.
Oh.
Thought that was really good. And then I did Luigi's Mansion. Then I did Mario Sunshine. I did all the generic ones. And then I got to Metroid Prime. And I was like, holy shit, this is the greatest video game on this console. Hands down, this is insane. And then I've never played any of the others. I don't know why.
Is it just one or two or just two or Echoes rather?
There's three altogether, isn't there?
Yeah.
But I only played the first Metroid Prime. Oh. And then I think what it was, again, I think it was a case of like, I think they're just quite expensive games to get now. So I think I bought Metroid. I think I used to have this thing where I used to buy like a classic game like once a month or something. And sometimes I'd buy like, I don't know, some like shitty like fucking Rugrats Search for Reptile on the PS1 for like a fiver. You know, and then occasionally I'd buy like Shenmue on the Dreamcast for like £60. But like I wouldn't make those regular purchases because back then, like this is like, we're going about like 8 years now, like those like old games that cost like £60-70 on the secondhand market, that was like double the price of an actual brand new game. So it was hard to justify. Even though I love Metroid Prime, I never played the others. And it's why I kind of sit here going, Nintendo, can't you just re-release them all on the Switch? Because you re-release everything else on the fucking Switch.
Well, hopefully something will happen for Metroid Prime 4.
They re-released them on the Wii.
Oh, the trilogy.
The third one on the Wii.
No, well, yes and no. It got packaged as the Metroid Prime trilogy.
Oh, shit. I've been sitting on a gem all this time.
I don't know if it's you could use a GameCube controller. I assume you can, but hey ho.
I don't recall. I know someone I've spoken to prefers the GameCube versions because the controls are different in some way on the Wii versions.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. Metroid Trilogy on the Wii is currently £90 on eBay. So.
Oh my god.
Wow.
So, you know, I mean, it's £30 a game, I suppose. when you look at it that way.
Is there any games that you would have wanted to play but never got to? Oh, I guess other than Echoes.
I never played Smash Brothers.
Oh, Melee.
Which, I'm not a big fan of those kind of games anyway, but like, I think given how iconic it is, I think I would have liked to have played it.
Well, I've got a copy.
Well, you know, I'm not that desperate. I've played the newest ones and they're not great.
I remember playing Smash Brothers Melee with a friend from work and my brother, and I was beating them easily, so I put the handicap up to 200% on me, and I was still kicking them around the place. I'm not even very good at Smash.
Yeah, the skill difficulty, or like at least the leveling, is like extreme. Like, I remember being very good at Melee, and I had to stop because it was that thing where like I couldn't play with other people because you had that same situation. But then whenever I did pick up any more of the series down the line, like it'd just go over my head. I would be the one on the other end being too crap at it, and then I just don't like it now because now I'm rubbish. that's just the way it goes. I really wish I got Four Swords, and I really want to play Four Swords like with other people. Like just get a bunch of like a GameCube and like a bunch of Game Boy Advances and just have a great time with that at some time in the future.
Yeah, that was a fantastic feature. Mm. Being able to plug in a completely separate console and transfer data from games or use it as a controller. And then Sony stole that for the Vita.
Oh, yeah. It was like primed for the Wii as well, because they had that Wii DS connection. And I was like, oh, I can't wait for them to do some fun stuff with that. And that's, I think that was like the first time that Nintendo really let me down. Like, oh, while you're gone.
That may be it for this episode of the Greencast, but you can subscribe wherever you found this episode for a new episode every Tuesday night. You can hear more from Game Green by visiting gamegreen.com, finding us on social media, or listening to the Pals Anime Lounge podcast, which covers the latest anime from the current season. Thank you for joining me, Ace and Winx, and until next time, game on.